on the season. The Brewers have 38 games left, and they are 3 games back of the Cardinals, who today also recalled outfielder Harrison Bader from AAA Memphis, where he'd hit 7 home runs in his last 16 games. And they demoted rookie Randy Arozarena, who had 2 hits and 8 at-bats during his Major League call-up debut. From the 590 The Fan Camp and Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Who's ready for Maryland-style crab cakes? At Surf and Sirloin, it's a true crab cake. No peppers or onion, no filler, just a little egg and breadcrumbs to bind the cake together. The crab cake entree is 8 ounces, of which 7.5 ounces is crab meat. That's how little filler is in there. Surf and Sirloin, located southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, and serving only USDA prime beef, which you won't find at the grocery store. Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Hello, would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location.
There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat for 12 ounces.
Time to get ready for Clayton's Blues, Brews, and Barbecue Festival. Head into downtown Clayton on August 31st and be prepared for plenty of food, drinks, and music. You'll be treated to a taste of almost a dozen of the newest craft breweries in the area, while some of the best local barbecue joints make sure you don't go hungry. And don't worry about diving in all of the way. Blues City Swing will keep you moving throughout the night. Tickets are just $35 and come with a sample beer glass and more. Get yours now and check out the full lineup at ClaytonBrewsAndBlues.com.
The kids might have the back-to-school blues, but deliciously marinated tenderloins, loin fillets, and chops from Hatfield are just what you need to put a smile on their faces. Stop by your local Schnucks before that first bell rings and visit simplyhatfield.com to make easy more interesting.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
We're on the most important damn show in
business.
We're in the theaters.
Crossed over.
Me too, Dan.
Oh.
If I never have a sin.
I missed the where and the.
I'll be rich.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I wish that would be. Come back. But for it to come back, you have to buy it
gold
back.
Dust at my feet.
Marcus has a whole different...
Oh, my God.
It's a whole intro.
I don't like
you know
it.
What?
It's boring.
We like movies, and we'll go in spurts. Like, we'll go see 4 movies, and then I go for 3 months. But if you go now to a Marcus theater,
before every movie, you have to watch Greg Marcus.
I know. And his wife now.
Oh, and his wife now?
Yes,
and
his wife in there.
It's corny, and it's just...
It's stupid, that one where he catches popcorn in his mouth, and he's like, hey, now let's watch the movie. Like, no, shut up.
Wait till you see the new one. He's in a tuxedo.
Yes.
And then he says, I can't believe I was able to get in my wedding tuxedo or something, and she says something else stupid. Mm-hmm. And I guess we're supposed to think they're cute or something. Go away. You own the theater. You don't have to be on there. And
go away.
Saying it's not important.
It was exciting when you heard that Werenberg theme song.
And then they redid it and brought it up to date. It was even bigger.
Yeah.
Big orchestra. Let me do the official welcome. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, one and all, to the large morning show in the afternoon. That's what we call it because it used to be a morning show. And now it's on in the afternoon. It used to be large. Not as large now, by about one person. So we're glad you're with us. It is not as bad to me outside as it was yesterday. It's a little cooler. It's like you can sort of sense that. And by the way, the weekend is supposed to be really nice, like low to mid 80s and upper 60s at night. But if you've been out today, you know, it's the 20th of August. Plus, you know, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Once again, I'll dedicate that to my daughter, who still hates it. Hates it more every day. So, thank you. It's the 3rd of June. I'll try to remember that tomorrow. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
No! God, please, no! No!
Sandy, come on. Well, first up to bat, Dan Levi Strauss. Dan?
Thank you so much, Frank. I switched mobile phone carriers.
That is a good story. Anybody else got anything?
Best story of the week.
It's a good one. Who else has something?
No, I do.
Okay, Tim, what do you have?
I'll cede.
Dan, I can't believe you didn't say I'm not finished.
I'm not finished.
Are you going to let me bully you? You were going to let us bully you right out of the segment. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. What else, Dan?
No, we switched today. I switched with my daughter Alyssa. We went to Spectrum Mobile, and we switched over from Sprint. Mm. And what happens is they'll send you a SIM card.
Mm.
And so you keep your phone. You're keeping your phone. You're keeping your number. And I didn't even know there were SIM cards in iPhones, but there are.
Well, there aren't in. Well, I guess there are in all phones, but not all. You can't remove them in all phones. They're in there,
right?
But most of them used to be removable, and you put it in your new phone. They're in there, but you don't access them.
The card in the iPhone. I have the iPhone 6.
Yeah.
And then my daughter has 7. There's a little pinhole on the side,
right?
And you put I guess it's a paper clip in there. You can stick a paper clip in, and it'll pop the SIM card right out. It's a little tray with the SIM card in it.
How about that?
It's really cool. So we proceed to do this, and I told Alyssa, because we had tried to do it over the weekend, and I couldn't do it, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to call them. I'm going to make sure that I have all of this set up before we go, because we're transferring our phone numbers over too. So we get to the point where this morning we're going to do this, and she is teaching at school. So I told her, when you get to school, just send me a text, put your new SIM card in, and then I will get on the computer and activate both of our phones. So I do this. I get on, and I'm activating. It says activate, and all this other stuff, and then it's like, oops, there's a problem. So I call to find out what the problem is. And the problem is, we had the SIM cards switched around.
Idiot.
I had no idea that the one SIM card was for her phone, and the other one, I just thought they were SIM cards, and you just pop them in and you activate.
Of course, one is for one phone.
You're so blind. You have to be eligible for some kind of government assistant or benefit or something.
I hope so.
I mean, have you ever looked into that?
No, not yet.
He tried to be conceited.
But I will. Yeah.
I set that whole thing up for, have you ever looked into that? And Limey gives me the 3-second delay rim shot.
Well, he's not as quick as that.
Come on. No,
well, I gave Frank the rim shot, actually, not you.
I deserved it, not him.
Easy now. Easy.
So I had to travel up to her school today where she was teaching. And
the last time I years ago, I did that phone thing. And then I walked out of the store with the phone, and immediately I was committing adultery like every day. I was lying. I killed a couple of people, and I realized they put a SIN card in it.
Oh, my goodness.
Instead of SIM.
Ha, 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 ha. Shut up, Randy.
Yeah. Randy gave that a 3.
So my phone activated. It said it activated with the wrong SIM card in it. Her phone would not activate, but I put the wrong PIN number from my Sprint account in there.
This is a great story.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I call up and I ask these people. I asked Spectrum and I asked Sprint. I said, where is this PIN number? Because I have no idea what this PIN number is. It's like a 6-digit PIN number. And they
my
go,
God, are you still talking?
Yes, yes, he is.
Yes, I am.
The story that goes nowhere.
PIN number is on your bill.
Uh-huh.
And it said it's right by the account number. So I go look on the bill. I'm paperless. Mm-hmm. So you have to log in, and you look, and there's nothing about a PIN number on there.
That's a good story.
Well, we're activated.
I hope it's
now.
Not over.
No, we're activated. I had to go up to her school while she was teaching, and then we had to do it there at school during the lunch hour.
That's great. I sure hope that's not the end of the story.
It is.
Oh, crap. Just when it was getting interesting.
We still got 38 more minutes to fill for the news.
It's a tough room.
I hate everyone.
You hate it. Well, we know you do.
Hey, man.
We know you do.
I'm just doing my job.
Do you have any other interesting stories, or is that it?
No. Took the dog for a walk yesterday.
All right, who's
and
next?
And he pooped.
Tim Woodburn, everybody, our newsman, and so much more. It's all yours. You're
welcome. Thanks, Frank. I have received in the last 24 hours two of, I don't know what word to use here, but I'll just go ahead and say two of the creepiest phone calls I have ever received in my 11 years as a private investigator.
All right.
I don't know if this will top Dan's story.
No, I'll be
try,
hard.
I'll try. I'll keep him quick.
No, you
because
won't.
The, yeah, I will.
Right.
Story A, a 34-year-old professional man with a really good job, decent-looking dude, in good shape.
Well,
wanted to meet me out in person.
Easy, Tim.
Easy, man. I'm just trying to be descriptive here, okay? Yeah, trying to be descriptive. You know, make sure that he understands he doesn't look like anybody in this show. And he says that his wife is having an affair with his brother.
Better than with her brother.
Not well,
that would be Virginia.
Here's the deal. Now, he says that his brother and his wife make it openly known to anybody who asks that they are swingers.
Whoa.
And he's...
So no, his wife is a swinger, but he's not.
Correct.
See, I always think of swingers as the couple.
This guy wanted to meet me out at a restaurant last night because he was too embarrassed to tell me the story over the phone. So I went and met this guy.
Yeah.
And I said... How do you know that she's having an affair with your brother? And I won't go into all the gross details, but essentially she has a feminine issue apparently in which she bleeds a lot.
Oh, and, my.
And, what?
And he found...
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
I learned up off the air that Tim could not think of the word hemophiliac. That's what he meant. Those are people that you have to get cut.
I told you these stories were creepy. I gave fair warning these stories are creepy. I said, well, how do you know? What does that have to do with anything? He said, because she orders a specific product through Amazon that's delivered to the house. It's got a specific brand name.
A feminine hygiene product.
It is, but it's something special. It's not just a regular tampon.
Not just super absorbent.
It's something that because she's got a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't like a once a month thing like most women have.
She's no.
Like, this is like a continuous, almost every day of the month kind of thing for her.
Wow.
And he says that the reason he knows is because when he went to go get something out of his brother's truck, He found a bunch of them in the back of his truck.
A bunch of pontoons?
Dan calls them pontoons.
A bunch of pontoons.
Yes, we were swinging.
Yes, they were swinging. Now, so is his brother married? Could they have been his wife's?
No.
No?
No.
Because of the... Caliber of super absorbency because she insists.
Oh, so they were maxi buckets.
They're special order because they're so
They're foreign. They had a foreign trademark. It wasn't like Tampax. It was something that she ordered. That
Plotex maxi buckets.
No, you spoke French or Spanish or whatever that was.
Wow.
How many languages do you speak, bro? Oh,
over there in Asia, they have.
He speaks Tampanese. I didn't know that. Yeah. Who knew that he did that?
Tampa, Florida. That's the thing.
Tampanese.
Wow.
Dirty knees. Look at these. So
so he's pretty hard evidence that...
And that, you know, that she's gone for extended periods of time. And that,
Periods of time.
Well said.
Sorry, ladies. Let me apologize. Ladies, I'm sorry. We're crude and we're guys. Okay. Go ahead.
So I told him, I said, I can help you with this assignment. I said, what are you going to do when I give you the truth about what you're doing? As we're having this conversation and as I'm explaining to him, what the likelihood is that I'm going to get results for him and the options that I've seen people do who get caught doing this, she walks in.
Where were you? In his house?
I was sitting right next to him at a bar.
Oh, okay.
In a restaurant. It was a sports bar, but we were sitting right there and we both ordered some food. And
so very quickly, you have to explain who you are, your old buddy or something.
He hasn't explained to me what she looks like.
Yeah.
Okay.
And was she ugly?
No. Well, six. I don't believe English was her first language.
Did she want to borrow a quarter?
No.
What does that mean?
To run into the bathroom. They have those pontoon machines in there.
No. Are they only a quarter?
I don't know.
Dan, I just told you she orders them special online. Why would she buy one in a bathroom?
Oh. Yeah, Dan.
So she walks.
Now, you knew she was foreign when you met her.
I had no idea what she looked like. He had not described her to me. He had not retained her to me. We're just having the initial consultation. Well, she sneaks up behind him. Like, she kind of makes eye contact with me. She was Hispanic or Mexican or something. And she kind of, like, looks at me and kind of gives me this grin, like maybe she's checking out what he's doing. Well, he's right in the middle of divulging these sordid details.
Right.
And this girl, I can tell that she's making a beeline for him. And finally, I stop him. I said, stop. I said, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine. Because I didn't know who this was, and I suspected maybe that it was his wife, because she said she was going to be on her way and didn't know when she'd be there to pick him up. She dropped him off.
Right.
In fact, he thinks she dropped him off to go hang out with his brother and then come back and get him.
Ah. Oh.
If you can even believe that. And
smart on her part.
And so
she didn't have a ride. That way she knows he's not coming.
She's approaching him from the right rear flank, and he's looking left, looking at me. And he is right in the middle of these details. I said, stop. I said, hold on a second. I said, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine. Now, when I said that, I was saying that to get him to shut up in case this was his wife.
Right.
Because
you didn't want to get any closer to hear it.
There's 15 other seats at the bar and nobody's sitting there. So why would this woman want to come sit right next to this guy unless she knew him or whatever? And he turns around and he goes, oh, he goes, honey, he goes, I didn't expect you for another 20 minutes. And then he turned. Now, keep in mind, I'm saying this to get him to shut up.
Yeah.
This guy turns around, looks at me and he goes, can I have a word with you for a second? I'm like, sure. So he's, hold on a second, man. Honey, I want to finish my conversation with this guy real quick. He comes out, he goes, that, my wife's a friend of yours?
Now he's thinking
I'm getting in there.
Oh my goodness.
And I just said it to get him to stop divulging these intimate details.
So he actually thought that you were friends with her and didn't know that was your wife. His wife.
And he went on for 10 minutes. 5 minutes. Why would you describe her as a friend of yours? Why wouldn't you just say there's a woman coming up? Why would you say, I'd like to meet a friend of mine? Why would you say that about her? You know, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, oh, my God. You talk about no good deed goes unpunished.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm sure it got cleared up. And you
it did. I said, I was just kidding. I didn't know her. Yeah. I was saying to get you to be quiet. Because I thought it was her.
So what's going to happen here? You're going to get him some evidence? Or?
Well, we had to part ways because she wanted to go. Yeah. You know, we couldn't really continue the conversation. I mean, I gave him my number and everything.
What was your question, Limey?
I got a couple of thoughts and questions on this one.
Yeah.
So they're married, right?
Yeah.
But he knows his wife is a swinger.
Well, he suspects it.
Okay.
Of course, I ask the money question every time.
Right.
I ask, well, how many are you getting any?
Okay. Well, hold on. How does that make you a swinger, though?
Well, she's just an adulteress.
It just makes you a cheater.
Yeah, she's just a cheater.
Well, yeah, but I mean that was going to be my thing because I didn't know if this man is saying that his wife is a swinger and that she's having an affair with his brother, well then they can't be having an affair because she's a swinger.
Right. Exactly. They don't consider it.
Right.
No, you're right. And that usually that's two of them. They're both doing it.
Right.
So that's where the story gets creepy. Remember how I told you this was a creepy story? This is just kind of sordid. Here's where the creepy part comes in. Before she walked in, I'm starting to ask some probing questions here, right? A, are you getting any? And he's like, not really. He goes, maybe once every 3 months.
Oof.
I said, has your brother ever approached you about having an arrangement with him and his wife and your new wife? And he goes, yeah, he has several times.
Oh,
and I'm just like, oh. I'm like, how do you guys have family meals together and celebrate Christmas and holidays and stuff? He's like, oh, yeah. He goes, I'm his big brother. He goes, he really looks up to me and respects me.
No, he doesn't.
I'm just like, he respects you.
I think we would all be really surprised if we knew how many times this happens, where two brothers swap each other. It's not like they're the only ones. It's out there.
I've never encountered it in my 50 years, ever, by anybody. I've guys with girlfriends, maybe. But wives, no.
My brother offered his spouse to me, but my brother's gay, and he has a husband, and I said, no. No, thank you. I've met him. No, thank you.
Man, I'm glad I don't have a brother.
That has to be Dan, because the level is too high, too loud, and it's popping in and out at the wrong times, and that has to be Dan putting that in there from his little room next door.
No.
So let me ask this question. If you walked in, let's just say you walk in, and you see your wife and your brother, who are you madder at, your brother or your wife? Who are you wanting to kill?
I asked him that question. In a different way, but sort of, he goes, there's only really so much I can do because he was a little guy. He goes, my brother's 6'4 and could take me in a heartbeat. It's like, he thinks that's why this is going down is because his brother is kind of rough.
Brother can't stop him.
Brother's kind of bullet, kind of big, and he's a little bit more on the
bullet still killing
romantic side. Mm-hmm. Well, you got that right.
So seriously, who would you be more mad at, your wife or the guy? Forget that it's your brother. It's your best friend or your brother.
Chris Rock said it best. A man is as faithful as his options. I would be way more mad at the wife. Way more.
Really?
It wouldn't even be close. Hold on,
you're right, because it's hard to be mad. Men are men, and when a guy gets an opportunity, most guys, see, it's harder to be mad at him. He's just taking advantage of something offered to him.
My best friend had sex with somebody that I'm in a relationship with. I'm taking a baseball bat to his kneecaps. Like, that is absolutely happening.
Oh, so you're more mad at the guy than the girl?
Oh, no, I would say I'd be more mad at her, but I'd make him pay, because I'm not going to hit her.
You're more mad at her.
I'd probably humiliate her in some way, like let her family know, but I'd destroy her.
Who would you consider to be more at fault? I guess it would be the...
It would be a 50-50 on the fault.
It would
thing.
Be her, but it was also... Yeah, it would also... Your brother, though.
I mean, yeah, your
you
brother
think
or your
you
best
can trust
friend?
Your brother.
Exactly. You don't mess around in family.
Yeah.
You know?
I think you got to be mad at your brother. I do.
I agree.
Than her.
Yep.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, you can divorce the wife. You can't divorce the brother. You know, you can't... You pick your nose, but you can't pick your family.
I did catch my brother one time with my wife. They were looking at a fashion magazine together.
Oh, boy.
And different patterns and colors.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he is gay. And he has a good taste.
Yeah.
Wow, that's... can I say this is absolutely true? I never dated much at all. I maybe dated... this is pathetic, but...
Yeah.
8 girls or something. I mean, that's not bad. No, it's not good, though. 8 dates or something.
That's not bad.
So, 3 of them, and this is funny. This is really kind of funny. The 3 of them that I was the most serious about all married somebody else, and that somebody else in all 3 cases turned out to be, get ready for gay. They all three walked in on their husband while they were doing another guy. All 3 of them.
How did you
you find out?
They told me.
Oh, man.
Yeah. No.
They came crawling back to you? Saying,
No. They just contacted me, emailed me, and go, well, you know, I think about you every once in a while. I don't know if you know, but after school, I got married. I married Ronald. And then I walked in. Three of them walked in and caught their husbands with other guys.
Ronald is now Rhonda.
Now, let me ask you this. If you were married to, let's reverse it. You have a wife. You walk in on your wife, and she's with another woman.
Okay. I know how to handle this one.
To me, that's not as upsetting as with a guy.
You just take your clothes off.
I know exactly the line I would say. What would your line be, Limey?
I would say, hello, ladies. Then I'd jump in. Then I'd probably tell her to pack her bags. Afterwards, like when I was
well, back. But it depends on if her friend is hot or not. If her friend is Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, okay, if it was you know, they had a bottle of wine and they just started touchy-feeling, experimenting,
No, by the time you get there, they're munching carpet.
munching carpet.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, if it's an ongoing relationship, then I'd be like, hey, pack your bags.
You think that's infidelity, but she cheats on you with another gal?
I don't think
cheating is cheating.
See, to me, that's not nearly as bad as with a guy.
We know someone that happened to, Frank. A guy.
We do?
Yes. He actually works in this area.
Okay, turn off all the mics, Dan. You yell it out at me. Turn all the mics off. Now.
Okay. I can't yell it.
No, he's right. Okay. I know who he's talking about. Don't email me, folks. This guy, we used to work with this guy at another radio station. Oh, my goodness. Dan's right. This guy, and I actually...
He did what?
What did you say?
Well, here,
Dan's right.
You're right about that happening to him.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And so his wife was drop-dead gorgeous. And I made no secret of it, even to my wife. I said, look at her. I showed her a picture.
Yeah.
Stunning. So we took them to dinner one night because I can't get too specific. But we were in the same business. We worked together. So we went out to dinner one night. And I just stared at her all night thinking, you were so gorgeous. Fast forward. They together took in a friend of theirs, a female that was a friend of both of them, who was really down on her luck and didn't have any money, so they let her come live with them. Mm-hmm. And our coworker walks in, and there's his wife with that friend of theirs that they took in, and they were going at it.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
And he told you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did.
What did he do when he saw him?
He was devastated. They had a couple of kids. And he obviously, they're divorced. He left her. And
because of that.
They're together. The
two women are together.
The two women are together.
They are a couple. Yeah.
Oh, that's got to be. Oh. But
not as painful as the guy.
No.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, true.
Because that's something that she always was probably and tried to hide it or cover it. And it happens all the time. Men especially do it. They're gay. They get married to cover and to maybe see if they can make themselves change.
Right.
No, you can't. You can't.
Freddie Mercury did it.
Oh,
Freddie Mercury was bisexual. He actually had a girl and guys, and he was...
Okay, but in the movie, he wasn't with any guys until after he got married.
Correct.
Yeah. Right.
Correct.
To a woman.
Correct. And then he finally gave in to what he knew
she
was.
She figured it out. Right.
Exactly. This is an interesting conversation. It's going to get more when we take some calls, and there are some people calling. Let me give the numbers. If you walked in on your wife and she's with a woman, was the woman hot? And did you watch before you let them know you were there for 10 minutes because it was kind of hot? You just kind of cracked the door up and went, yeah. Then you acted mad. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Before we take calls, here's the other thing that I always find makes an interesting story, and it never happened to me, and that's people walking in on their parents.
Oh.
And I mean...
No, that never happened to me. I got lucky.
I never had ever because...
Got lucky.
I actually do not think my parents did it. I just don't. I think a lot of people think that, but I never could imagine them really ever doing it, except the night they said, well, let's have a child. And then they did it. And then they did it again when they wanted another child. I think that's...
So you think they went two for two?
I think so. I think so. Let's
what
go
about
to
wedding night?
I don't know. I don't know. I know there are lots of people from the generation before ours who on wedding night didn't do anything or attempted to, and it went so badly.
Actually,
like Bernice, that they didn't do it again for 3 months.
I've heard that. Didn't she use like olive oil and stuff like that to
try
to help?
She said her husband went. Yeah, they didn't have anything, and her husband went and got some kind of lubricant that wasn't supposed to be a lubricant. And Bernice told us it was so horrible that she didn't let him touch her again for 3 months or something. So wedding night was disaster, and they didn't do it for 3 months. Let's talk to Tom. He's been patient. Tom, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I am just fine. I am AM in the PM.
Thank you, Tom. What's your story?
I worked with a guy for about 10 years. My boss, he liked to help, you know, charity stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This guy just got out of prison,
mm-hmm.
came, and he had to work with me.
Mm.
And he told me his story, and he spent 12 years in prison.
Uh-oh.
Because he killed... No, because he killed his wife.
Because he caught her.
I don't have a sound effect for that.
Walked in on her.
With the guy. He shot his wife, and he let the guy go.
See, I would not do that. I wow. know I would not do that. I wouldn't kill either one of them.
At least shoot him in the testicles.
No, I wouldn't kill either one of them.
I understand all that, but I still think, yeah, this guy didn't know what was going on, didn't know she was married, and he...
Exactly. You can't fault the guy. He just was taking advantage of an opportunity. I get it.
Absolutely.
But...
And that's basically all... Yeah, and he was a nice guy, spent 12 years in prison. But how do you kill your wife and only spend 12 years in prison?
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. How do you only go to prison for just murder?
Well, probably manslaughter.
I have no idea.
Off the air, tell you.
Oh, you know what? I bet they did the temporary insanity. He momentarily lost his mind. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Could have been. I don't know.
Not exactly the same as cold-blooded murder or premeditated murder.
True.
Tim has a take on it.
Yeah, Tim.
Well, in today's news, a man pled guilty to hiring a hitman to kill his girlfriend so that he could collect on a life insurance policy. They were both originally charged with first-degree murder. The hitman pled guilty first.
Yeah.
He received life in prison without parole. She was strangled and stabbed to death.
Right. Uh-huh.
Then the guy tries to collect on the life insurance policy. He was going to give the hitman a taste of it. He cut a deal to where they dropped the charges to second-degree murder, and he only got 15 years. That was in today's news.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's enforcing. It was enforcing.
15 years. Wow.
What? Tom's still with us. He's bored. He's bored now, but he's still with us. He thinks we forgot about him, but we didn't forget about you, Tom. Tom, thank you for the call. It's a very interesting.
Well, that's fine, but what do you do? You catch a guy with your wife?
Oh, I've thought about this. I knew exactly what I'd do.
What do you do? What?
I would turn around and walk out. And go and start making my plans as to how we're gonna split and settle because we're done. And I'm not gonna kill anybody. It's just not worth it. I'm not going to prison. You think you're miserable now? Go to prison. See how miserable you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Okay,
it is. Thank you, Tom. Yeah. No, I made up my mind a long time ago. I'm not going to prison for anybody. Now, there are people, have been people in my life that if I thought I could kill them and get away with it, I would. And I don't think I'd go to hell for it because they're despicable people. I would, but I know that the chances of my getting away with it are slim to none. So it's not worth it.
Was the movie The Purge? Was that it?
I've never heard of it.
The Purge, where it was like 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want.
Oh,
you can kill people and all this
other
stuff.
Yeah, kind of an
That's
okay
a ridiculous.
Concept,
but,
yeah, but it's a.
It was a very popular movie. They made a sequel to it.
Yeah, they made like five, I think.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, there's been quite a few. I bet Buff is all over that.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, we'll find out when he comes in. Mm-hmm. He will be in the 4 o'clock hour. Anybody else for the Burke segment?
Well, yeah, I had a second creepy story.
Okay. And now it's creepy story number two, Tim Woodburn. You're welcome.
Thank you, Frank. Good. Guy calls me and says that his ex-girlfriend calls him from Florida, and she's stranded on the side of the road. And broke up with a guy that she was seeing down there, and she's broke and she's penniless, and can he help her? And so he FedExed her somehow wired her money through Western Union, whatever, get a hotel for the night, and then he FedExed her keys to a condo that he owned down there.
Oh,
and
no.
And let her go, move into it and stay there. And then he drove down there.
To get some.
Pretty much. Yeah. Now, there was a pretty significant age disparity between these two. She was in her 20s and he was in his late 40s.
Nothing wrong with
and,
that.
And, yeah, good work if you can get it. That's what I say. So he drives all the way down there. And this is what hey he sends her the money, sends her the keys, goes all the way down there, and she is in there with the ex boyfriend.
Oh yeah,
with the boyfriend
in
that
the
she just
condo
took
that in he own, oh yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that's yeah.
Well
that's
you know and not to his chagrin and to his poor judgment, he drove down there to surprise her.
Well, he did.
Didn't tell her he was coming, yeah. You know, so that went down. So, he threw a fit and threw him out, and she got so mad at him that he says that she and this guy, who is, I did a background check on him, he's a former Special Forces Marine.
Uh-oh.
And a rugby player. I might add, who plays in a semi-pro rugby league. I found a picture of the guy, and he's cut, and he's in his 30s.
Easy, Tim.
Not somebody I'd want to mess with.
Don't give me a point. You know you're going to get it. You're always going
to
get it.
I'm just trying to be descriptive.
Sure, right.
All I'm right. doing, I'm straight as an arrow.
Right.
Yeah. So, so they come back to Missouri, and she's upset that he threw them both out on the street.
Well, he brought her back here with him.
No, he just told them both to get out, and they had nowhere to go. Yeah. And apparently they had to sleep in his truck, this guy is apparently, I don't know if they're on drugs or...
Well, hold on a second. She stopped in the truck of the guy who owned the condo?
No, the Marine.
The Marine. Oh,
okay.
Right?
Okay. So both the Marine and she came to Missouri.
Yeah, so this guy's got some money. He's got a pretty high-tech security. In fact, he has a fence with barbed wire on it. And his security cameras caught this guy scaling the fence and scaling the barbed wire part of the fence, and they broke into his house and they stole something very valuable to him. And then she extorted money from him
after
this whole condo deal. She extorted money from him to give him back the items that they had stolen from him. There was some precious family mementos that they knew what to go for.
So she steals him and makes him pay to get him back.
She extorts him, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's where the story gets creepy. He goes, so, you know, yeah, that was kind of a downtime in our relationship. He goes, but, you know, we made up and got back together.
Well, he's an idiot. No, he's an idiot.
The guy got back together with this girl?
And then they robbed him again.
Oh.
Well, he's stupid. He deserves to be robbed.
I know.
No, he deserves it.
I know.
At this point.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
It's, when they say the power of the P word, it's not a joke. It's the most powerful.
It is.
Women possess the most powerful body part and maybe thing in the world. And guys lose their minds and do stuff like this. Stupid stuff.
And even getting back to the brother story, it's like would you be mad at him the rest of your life? Would you ever go to family functions with him? He's like, you know, he goes, no, I mean, he's my brother. You know, I mean, I love him and everything.
No.
You know, he's been,
nope.
But what both of these stories have in common is, in neither case would I personally, and from the reaction of the three of you, would any of the three of you have reacted the way that either one of these two guys did when these things happened to them?
I mean, you said it.
You sort of stole my thunder. You took the words right out of my mouth. It's the power of the Tang.
It is
that controls. She who controls the Tang controls the world. And in both of these cases, if that was never more evident of a man being wronged, two for two on that.
She must have been good.
Well.
Right.
It must have been really good.
That first guy, I would tell.
I'd like, if I could, to bring on the air the guy who's been listening to the show longer than anybody. He's been listening to this show for 69 years.
Wow.
ladies and gentlemen, I'm assuming he's still in Florissant. From Florissant, Missouri, our longest term listener, Marv. Marv, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, Frank. Pardon me. Pardon me, excuse me.
Oh, Mark, please. Come on, man.
I'm sorry, I had a frog or something was in there.
Frog in your butt?
How deep was he? Knee deep.
Oh, that's good. That's good, Dan. That's good. Dan's rough. Hey, Mark, did you hear that? Dan said something funny.
No, I did. I missed that.
He said, how deep was the frog?
Knee deep.
Oh, yes, yeah, very good. Very
Well, it's good, not very good. What's up, Marv?
I, as you probably know, I always liked Mike Evans. Look forward to his segment
all
the time.
That's right, you're the one. I couldn't remember who it was. It's you.
But he does something that just irritates the hell out of me. Yeah. I don't know if this is supposed to be an on-running gag or an inside joke, but what's with the how much time do I have left? That's so irritating. He knows exactly how much time
he
has
doesn't.
Left.
No, no, he doesn't.
I know exactly how much time he has.
He actually doesn't know. He pays
an idiot.
No, he doesn't even listen to the show. He's been on this show for 30 years. He hasn't listened to it. He could easily just at least listen to what we're talking to. And, yes, he could, if he ever wanted to, say, hey, I've got a clock set here to International Standard Time, you know, just like we do, and give me the exact point where I need to bail, and I would say it's at 5740. 4:57:40, and he would know.
Right.
But he's never bothered to ask or check. I think we told him a couple times, and it's like he didn't even hear it. So that's just the way he is. It is a little irritating, and here's what's irritating, too, is if we give him extra time, he doesn't have enough material.
It depends. He's going to bitch about it one way or the other.
Sure. He used to hang up on us. At least he stopped doing that.
Yeah. Well, he is interesting and all, but that you can almost count on that. Well, how much time? I look at my watch. I have one of those radio control watches from Fortco, and I know he's got to be out there. As you said, you say 40, I say 45 seconds. But
well, no, the music, the walk out, get out of here music starts at 4:57:40. For anybody out there who has a watch, I'm sorry. 5:57:40. For anybody who has an accurate watch or digital, whatever, if you want to listen, Limey at 5:57:40 hits that music that means, well, we're out of here. But here's the thing. At least he's entertaining. Most people find him entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
He's full of it. He blows a lot of smoke. He gets a lot of things wrong. There are certain names he can never pronounce right, even though they're prominent names in showbiz. But bottom line is more entertaining than aggravating. And I can't think of too many people that don't do, including me, who don't do something that irritates people. I do it too.
Yeah, okay. Do I have a second to ask Limey a question?
You have as much time as you want because you've been listening for 69 years. Limey is for you.
Hey, on my bucket list is getting over to London someday. I better not wait too long. But I've always been, you see the movies and the TV shows, and it's the pub, you know, where a guy's throwing darts, the bartender's pulling a pint, you know. But there'd be a time to say it's closing time. Is it true that they close early, like at 10 o'clock? All pubs close early?
That used to be a long time ago. Now I think there are certain pubs that stay open 24 hours.
What?
And, it was an idea they came up with a while back. Instead of kicking everybody out around 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and then you've got a bunch of drunks just walking down the high street, they kept it open to kind of like take that way people would go home when they were tired and ease the congestion. So I'm not actually sure, but no, they stay open till way late.
Okay, because actually it was earlier than that, though. Wasn't it like 9 or 10 o'clock, though, many years ago?
Oh, I think, many, many years ago, because that was you had to have the workers get up early in the morning.
Marv, is that your number one concern if you go to London, is how late can you stay in the pub?
Well, absolutely. I don't know any women over there. What else am I going to do with a drink?
Are you a beer drinker?
Sure.
Well, here's my question for Limey. I've always been under the impression that they drink the beer warm. I don't think that's actually true.
That is because
when we just came back from this European thing and we were in Germany, I'd always been told, warm. It wasn't warm.
Yeah, you know how you go to some bars now and you see that whole Budweiser tap that tells you the temperature? We have those over there.
Yeah. So everything, it's all good over there, Marv.
If I go into the Stag and Hound and order a Bud, would I get thrown out?
No, you'd be fine.
They serve Budweiser.
Yeah, they serve
Budweiser. What is the number one beer over there? Is this some dark beer?
That's a stout. For beer, you want to go Carling. And for a lager, you want to do something like Boddington's.
Never heard of it.
It'll be interesting. Well, thank you very much for your time. I'll let you get back to...
to the real listeners. So
no, God come on, what does that mean?
You're the real
what
listener.
Does that mean?
You're the real listener.
Back
buddy.
To the real listener. What are we talking about? You've been here forever. Well, you've been there for us forever.
You're like the charter member of the real listeners. You're like the
yeah, but top but man. I live so long. I can do it. I could you know I can do it by rote.
Well, you'll outlive the show. There's no doubt about that. The show will be long gone before you're gone. But stay
no,
with us.
It's great. No, I enjoy listening to what other people have to say. And again, God bless you. Take care.
No, you too. Later. You bye too, now. Marv. Bye. Now, I will tell you that there was a time when Marv irritated me when he called. I'm just going to be honest with you. He'd call. Remember, Dan, we'd go on Marv again. And then I decided, let's just listen to him and see what he has to say. I love the guy. Now, how can you not appreciate and like somebody who is an example of why we're able to stay on the air? Because if we didn't have loyal, regular people, right. We wouldn't have people to go to the advertisers, and we'd have been off the air a long time ago. So we appreciate Marv and everybody out there like Marv. Was there anything else for the Burke segment?
Just one thing that I think I'm fascinated by numbers. I know you're fascinated by numbers.
1 minute.
Yesterday was the deadline for the state of Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services to accept applications for people who want to get in the marijuana business in Missouri. Mm. They had 800 applications come in yesterday alone.
Ooh,
2,100 total applications for people. But the state of Missouri can only issue 348 total licenses.
Whoa.
So that means about 1,750 people who prepaid anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 just to have the right to have their application reviewed are going to be shut out of the business.
And lose their money. Just another reason why this is such a lucrative business to be in for everybody.
My quick math says about 5 out of every 6 applicants are going to be rejected because of the maximum number of licenses the state can issue. 5 out of every 6. All these people put all this time and all this effort and all this energy and all this money into putting this huge application together to the state are going to get denied.
And the state gets to keep that money, right?
The state gets to keep the money.
So there's already money been made by the state.
And
the people who do get the license, the reason there's so many want to do it, folks, it's a cash business. Cash only. They don't take credit cards at dispensaries. Think about that.
Really?
It's cash. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me there's not going to be a lot of skimming and it's a very interesting business. And banks, because it's federally illegal, you can't have an account with them if they know where the money comes from. You can't borrow money to get in the business from a bank because they won't loan you money. It's all really interesting. Okay, we have to talk about one of our longtime advertisers who is still keeping this show afloat. Our heads are above water, but the rest of us is sinking. But the people who are keeping us above water enough that we still breathe are people like Johnny Londoff. Johnny Londoff is... he's not only just a fun guy to be around, and from what I've been able to tell, a guy that most people, when they get to know him, like him. And that's not the case with every car dealer, because most car dealers won't let you get to know them. I've worked for several car dealers over the years, and only a couple of them did you ever get to the point where you felt like they were actually your friends and you knew them, and he's one of those two. And it didn't take long for me to feel that way. And I think the people who go there and shop, even if you've never been there before, when you meet him or you meet any of the people there, it's sort of like you feel like they must think that you've bought 10 cars there, the way they treat you. No. They're going to treat you the way they will treat you again when you have bought 10 cars there, because that's what causes people to come back and buy cars in the future and send their friends and family there is the way you're treated. It is to me, the single most important thing you can do in any business is treat people right. Because the truth is, a Chevy is a Chevy. They're all over the place at lots of dealers, and the prices are all pretty much within a couple hundred dollars of each other. So it's all about how you're treated, and I want you to let yourself experience what I'm talking about. And to do that, when you're shopping for a car, new Chevy or pre-owned all kinds of cars, just go there and include them. You'll see. You'll see what we're talking about. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit of Interstate 270, of course, 24/7 at Londoff.com. We're at the 4 o'clock hour, and after the news, Dan Buffa will be here. We're going to talk about television and movies and what's good and what's bad. So stay with us. Welcome aboard. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Jim Hayes. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. President Trump remains upbeat amid fears by some of a looming recession. At the White House today, Trump called the word recession inappropriate and claimed the media just likes to use it. He also said he'd like to see the Federal Reserve Board cut interest rates at a minimum of 100 basis points.
We're looking for a rate cut. We could be really greatly helped if the Fed would do its job and do a substantial rate cut.
Trump went on to say he's considering indexing and possible tax cuts, including a payroll tax. Meanwhile, the president says he's having meaningful discussions with Democrats about gun legislation. Trump adds they're looking into it.